Hello, this is Pete Beck III from Burlington, North Carolina. Today is November 9th, 2019. I'd like to share with you my latest article entitled, Beware of Mass Deception in the Last Days. We live in a time when lying has become an art form practiced by the mainstream media and politicians. Joseph Goebbels, the infamous Nazi propagandist, said these words in Nuremberg in 1934 as he was helping the Nazis gain and maintain power. Quote, "The people should share the concerns and successes of its government. Its concerns and successes must therefore be constantly presented and hammered into the people so that it will consider the concerns and successes of its government to be its concerns and successes. Only an authoritarian government firmly tied to the people can ever do this over the long term. Political propaganda, the art of anchoring the things of the state in the broad masses so that the whole nation will feel a part of them, cannot therefore remain merely a means to the goal of winning power. It must become a means of building and keeping power." Propaganda is the art and science of manipulating information to cause the masses to think and act in a desired way. What would have been unthinkable 50 years ago is happening in the United States right now. We are being subjected to a Nazi or Soviet-like blitz of propaganda by mainstream media that is complicit with the Democratic Party's efforts to overthrow our constitutional republic. Whether or not they succeed will determine to a large degree what our nation becomes. If they succeed, we will descend into dark totalitarianism, which will undoubtedly lead to persecution of truth speakers, especially Christians. How did we get here? Since the beginning of humanity, according to the Bible, people have displayed an inherent tendency to believe lies more than the truth. Adam and Eve fell for the serpent's mischaracterization of God, even though the Creator had been only wonderfully kind to them. We learn from the Genesis account that, even in their most pristine state, Adam and Eve were easily deceived. At that moment of disobedience, Satan gained a foothold in the human race. Sin entered our hearts, deforming our ability to reason properly. We have become even more susceptible to deception than our first parents were, because now we are born with a default propensity to deceive and be deceived. Some people call this the sin nature. No one needs to teach a baby how to sin. It comes naturally. Jesus identified Satan as, quote, "the father of lies," John 8:44. Satan is an evil mastermind and an arch propagandist. He is able to manipulate entire nations, as was the case with Nazi Germany, and is becoming increasingly the case with the United States. Revelation 20, verses 7 and 8 says, "When the 1,000 years come to an end, Satan will be let out of his prison. He will go out to deceive the nations called Gog and Magog in every corner of the earth, and he will gather them together for battle, a mighty army as numberless as sand along the seashore." The New Living Translation. There are various ways to interpret this passage, but as I see it, we are seeing this happening right before our eyes. Mass deception is taking place on a global scale as the nations seem to be aligning themselves against God's people in preparation for an apocalyptic battle. Whether or not you agree with my interpretation, I hope you can agree that Satan has the ability to deceive on a grand scale. How does he do this? As already mentioned, every person comes into the world with a built-in sin nature that defaults toward doubting God and embracing lies. If we refuse to acknowledge and glorify God as our Creator, it is a form of idolatry. We are going to believe something. If we do not accept the truth about God, then we'll fall for something else. Satan gains a foothold into people's minds when they embrace some form of idolatry. Any time a person or a society rejects the truth about God and chooses to believe something else, they are given over to what the Bible calls an unfit mind. People like this lose their ability to think critically and easily fall victim to propaganda. I will add my own notes, which are in blue, to the following Bible passage that clearly addresses this subject from Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 28. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. My note says, truth must be suppressed for lies to flourish. Our government has systematically repressed the truth about creation for decades through propaganda about evolution, producing generations of students who reject God and easily believe lies. Verse 19, for what can be known about God is plain to them because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse. My note says, little children know intuitively that there is a God. If our minds were not darkened by sin, we would see God's hand all around us in the world that he has made. We have to be conditioned not to see this. Verse 21, for although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. My note, what else can account for our government's routine denial of the severity of the external threats against our nation? We have lost our ability to think and are deluded that our enemies are of no real consequence. Verse 22, claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them up in the lust of their hearts to impurity, to dishonor of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Our nation, this is my note, our nation has been given over to sensuality and immorality, which is plain to see. That which for centuries has been called sin is now being embraced as good and normal. Verse 26, for this reason God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for the women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. And the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased or unfit mind to do what ought not to be done. The English Standard Version. The principle here is simple. If people embrace the truth about God, they will more likely be able to think correctly. But if we reject the truth about God, we lose our ability to properly reason. As a nation, the United States has progressively rejected God and His truth. We eliminated prayer and Bible reading from the classroom and outlawed the teaching of creationism. As with other examples of classic propaganda, those in power have gained ownership of the language and have used terms that frame their goal in the most favorable light. For example, abortion, the termination of a living baby in the womb, has been reframed as a woman's right. and a non-negotiable part of reproductive freedom. What is called progressivism is actually a calculated push toward totalitarianism and requires a wholesale abdication of Bible truth and a manipulation of the populace toward the desired end of globalist control. Let's talk about last day's deception. Those of us who fear God can see what is happening, and it does not surprise us at all. Those who do not know Christ do not have the Holy Spirit, who is called the Spirit of Truth in John 14:17, residing in them. The Holy Spirit gives believers a love for the truth. This truth is found in Christ, who is called the truth in John 14:6, and it's found in the Bible, John 17:17. Those without the Spirit love lies. This is one way we can distinguish between those who truly know God and those who do not. Those who do not know Him easily fall for mass deception. Jesus told them in John 8:42-45, quote, "If God were your Father, you would love me because I have come to you from God. I am not here on my own, but He sent me. Why can't you understand what I'm saying? It's because you can't even hear me. For you are the children of your father, the devil, and you love to do evil things he does. He was a murderer from the beginning. He has always hated the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, it is consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. And so when I tell you the truth, you just naturally don't believe me." John 8:42-45, the New Living Translation. The Bible predicts this kind of mass deception in the last days. Jesus warned us in Matthew 24:23-24 in the English Standard Version. "Then if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or 'There he is,' do not believe it, for false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect." In his seminal book, The Islamic Antichrist, Joel Richardson points out that Muslims have their own doctrines of the end times. They state that Jesus was not resurrected because he never really died. Instead, God took him to heaven, where he remains until one day he will return to earth as second in command to the Mahdi, commanding the nations to convert to Islam and worship Allah. What deception could be greater than that? The Bible warns us that an Antichrist is coming. Could this be the Mahdi, who will be served and accompanied by a false prophet, who will do signs and wonders to convince people to follow the Antichrist? This sounds very much in line with the Islamic version of Christ. If this happens, those who are nominal Christians will probably be completely deceived along with the rest of the world. Those of us who know the truth will not fall for this. However, Paul wrote in 2 Thessalonians 2:3-12, "Let no one in any way deceive you, for it," the second coming, "will not come unless the apostasy comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself above every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, displaying himself as being God. Do you not remember that while I was with you, I was telling you these things? And you know what restrains him now, so that in his time he will be revealed. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then that lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will slay with the breath of his mouth and bring to an end by the appearance of his coming." That is, the one whose coming is in accord with the activity of Satan, with all power and signs and false wonders, and with all the deception of wickedness for those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth so as to be saved. For this reason, God will send upon them a deluding influence so that they will believe what is false, in order that they all may be judged who did not believe the truth, but who took pleasure in wickedness. The New American Standard Bible. What must we do? Here are some recommendations for those of us who understand the signs of the time. Pray for God to open the eyes of the blind. Ask the Holy Spirit to remove the blinders from the eyes and unstop the ears of those who do not yet know Christ. Faith in Christ and surrender to His Lordship is the only means of escape from the mass deception that is descending upon the world. 2. Pray for our leaders. Ask the Lord to give our leaders insight and courage to do the right thing, despite the incessant onslaught of the false prophets in the mainstream media and the education establishment. 3. Pray for God to uncover hidden wickedness in high places. The lie only prospers under the cover of darkness. Ask the Lord to expose evil wherever it may be, especially in places of power and influence. Repent of any wickedness in our own lives. We must embrace truth personally if we want this to happen on a national level. Speak the truth courageously and with love. Evil people prosper when good people do nothing. Share the gospel. The gospel is the only means for liberating deceived people. We can pray until we drop, but if we do not share the good news and give the Holy Spirit the opportunity to convert people, nothing much will change. When a large number of people in a nation surrender their lives to Jesus' Lordship, things will improve. Thank you for listening to this. God bless you.